a window into the challenges at Microsoft.
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM, I'm Jeff Horwich, in for Jeremy Hobson. By now, you might have heard about Google's earnings report fiasco. A mistake sent it out 3 hours early yesterday, and then the results showed a real slowdown. Well, Google wasn't the only tech giant to report. Microsoft put its earnings out right on schedule, but a 22% decline in profit there gave investors plenty to ask about. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here live this morning with more. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So what's the source of the trouble at Microsoft?
Well, it's all about falling PC sales. The research firm IDC says global shipments of personal computers fell more than 8% last quarter. And actually, for the year, sales are expected to fall for the first time since 2001. That's according to another research firm, IHS. And this is, of course, because of the lagging economy and competition from devices like the iPad.
Okay, but Windows has a bright spot maybe out in the future. 1 week from today, actually, consumers get their hands on Windows 8. How are things looking for that?
Right. The new operating system comes out next Friday. It's touchscreen friendly, so the hope is that it'll help Microsoft capitalize on demand for these sorts of devices. Microsoft is also releasing a tablet computer of its own that day. It's called the Surface. It starts out at $500, and apparently the entry-level model is already on back order. But Microsoft is hoping that Windows 8 will boost demand for plain old PCs, too. And the company says there has been a lot of demand for Windows 8 to come installed on new computers more than ahead of its last Windows launch.
All right. Marketplace's Amy Scott, thank you.
You're welcome.
And let's do the numbers. Well, Asian markets are finishing the day mixed, with stocks up in Tokyo and Hong Kong, down in Shanghai. Stocks are modestly down across Europe. In the U.S., the Dow closed down just a bit yesterday at 13,548. Department stores have a bit of a problem. They're one of the few categories where consumer spending is still headed south. And pulling in young shoppers is a particular challenge. Macy's has just unveiled a plan to attract more millennials, shoppers 13 to 30 years old. And it includes new brands built around older generations' icons. Here's Marketplace's Adrian Hill.
And Macy's wants today's... So it's adding brands from Madonna, and a new collection inspired by another material girl.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Marilyn Monroe. Holly Thomas is a spokesperson for Macy's.
You know immediately when you think of Marilyn Monroe what kind of style you're talking about.
Macy's is planning to launch 13 new brands, including many with a backstory. Ann Brower is a retail analyst from Macmillan Doolittle.
Having more to it than just saying, you know, here's an item and this is the price, really creates a much more engaging experience to this shopper who's grown up really digging below the surface.
But younger shoppers have been hit hard by the recession. Brower says any successful retail strategy is going to have to focus on value in addition to style. Today's material girl is an entirely new sort of young woman. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to freakonomicsradio.com.
Later today, Illinois Governor Pat Quinn hops on an Amtrak train from Joliet to Bloomington. The trip is to showcase part of the state's new high-speed rail line. It'll eventually run all the way to St. Louis. Amtrak hopes the new faster service will lure travelers away from other means of transport, including airlines. From St. Louis Public Radio, here's Adam Allington.
The high speed for Amtrak trains traveling through the state of Illinois is about 80 miles per hour. Eventually, Amtrak hopes to boost speeds up to 110 miles per hour. Mark Maglieri is a spokesperson for Amtrak. He says the company wants to cut travel time between St. Louis and Chicago to around 4 hours.
Right now, we are about 2 hours longer than flying. We're going to get that to within an hour of flying or less over time, and we'll get more business that right now is flying.
Maglieri says faster trains mean more round trips per day, which for many travelers is an even bigger selling point than just speed.
Those are key elements when you sell travel. And certainly we've shown everywhere we've added frequency and reduced travel times, the ridership goes through the roof because people are looking for better options than driving or flying.
But not everyone's on board with Amtrak's chances of luring riders away from regional air service. Professor Ray Mundy is the director of the Center for Transportation Studies at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. From where he sits in his office, he can watch planes coming in to land at Lambert Airport.
I don't keep the actual schedules down, but...
There's one right there.
Oh, that's it looks like a DC-8 coming in, maybe on Delta.
Mundy says people flying from St. Louis to Chicago are likely transferring onto other flights, meaning they aren't apt to take the train instead.
Literally, the amount of people that are going from downtown St. Louis to downtown Chicago that would be affected by improved rail service probably wouldn't be enough to fill up 1737 that Southwest flies.
Victoria Day is with the industry group Airlines for America. She points to places like the Northeast, where high-speed service has been available for years. Even there, she says, Amtrak still couldn't exist without government support.
Unlike commercial aviation, which does pay for its own infrastructure and operating costs through taxes and user fees, high-speed rail doesn't, and that doesn't maintain a level playing field when both modes are competing for the same passenger.
But it's not all about the passengers. Improvements to railways also benefit freight carriers, and lower shipping costs means cheaper goods for consumers. In St. Louis, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
And finally, Killington Ski Resort in Vermont is one of the largest ski hills in New England. And this year, eco-conscious skiers can hang a little more loose, knowing they're being powered to the top of the mountain using cow manure. Vermont's a big dairy state, so Killington bought into a renewable energy program from the local utility that uses barn waste to generate methane. Yeah, I'd say that's pretty slick all around. I'm Jeff Horwich. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.